Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to my show, Let's Get Metaphysical. My very first live show ever, and you will have to bear with me because this is my very first show ever. You know, I'm so used to being the guest on so many numerous shows. As well as, you know, as many of my followers already know, I'm also a regular virtue on the Outer Limits of Inner Truth radio show, nationally syndicated radio. This is my very first go at this, and yes, I'm not quite sure exactly what I'm doing, but I think that once I get used to all this, then of course things will go a lot more smoothly. So I figure for my very first premiere episode, I do realize that of course there are some listeners that don't know who I am. So my name's Lisa Kazza, clairvoyant counselor, psychic. I've been practicing for over 20 years, online as well as offline. I also have my own YouTube channel. You can look me up there. I have videos on there, Lisa Kazza. I'm trying to just kind of relax. I'll get better at this. I don't. But anyway, so, you know, I was thinking to myself and I'm going, you know, what would be the best way to introduce myself, the very first episode? And the number one thing that came through for me was to perhaps discuss the differences between good and bad psychic readers, because let's face it, folks, there are a lot of people out there in this world that are, they're looking to cause a scam. So I figured, you know, I'd like to help out at least in that manner initially, outline the most differences between the two, and hopefully that'll help you folks, whether you come to me, my website, lisacazza.com, lisacazza.com, or, you know, you look somewhere else. It doesn't matter as long as you find the assistance that you truly need. That's all that matters. But again, like I said, that there are some differences that you do need to be made aware of. Now, going back to, like, my initial introduction, to go in tune with that, right? You have to look at a person's experience and their history and what they actually do, what they offer folks. And so for myself, I have the three, I call them the three C's. So it's clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. Not every psychic is a psychic medium, which I am not. So I'll put that right out there right now for the new listeners that may be tuning in. I don't often do mediumship readings, but clairvoyance, clairaudience, and clairsentience, that's what I use in my readings. And again, like I said previously, I've been in this business for well over 20 years, online as well as offline. I do past lives. My specialty is love relationships, career, general forecasts. I even also put out yearly predictions at the beginning of the year, globally speaking. You'll find those in my YouTube channel that I mentioned earlier. And that's basically all I really want to do in terms of talking about myself. I would much more rather, you know, start getting right down to why I'm here. And it's like to educate, to enlighten, to inform. That's the main reason why I established my online presence, basically. You know, whether it was, you know, doing readings, giving guidance, my YouTube channel, and now as of today, my own radio show. So it's all about to educate, enlighten, inform, and hopefully even at some point inspire. So, you know, the different things that we will be discussing. So anyways, I shall get right on with this. Now, like I said, the psychic world is like any area of business in the fact that it can attract scam artists. So, you know, to ensure that you get a good reading, whether either it's from me or somebody else, you need to find someone that's genuine. And there are some important differences between a good reader, excuse me, and, well, a bad one. It's so hard, it's difficult because there's so many options out there, right? Who can you trust? Who do you turn to? So what I'm going to do is give you some highlighted differences that I personally look out for. So a good psychic, for example, they will help you to explore your options. So a good reading will help you decide what you can change if you so choose. You got to remember that there's also the concept of free will to a certain extent. That'll be in another episode at some point, that free will. Now, also, a good psychic will never, ever, ever tell you what to do. Me personally, I do get a lot of clientele that ask me, what should I do? Should I do this or should I do that? And I will tell them straight up, I absolutely refuse. I refuse to make decisions for people. I refuse to cloud their own good sound judgment. A good psychic reader, they'll remind you that you are the only one in control of your own life and your own decisions. Now, a third point is a good reader and a good reading should bring you hope. They'll highlight choices that we all have, and many different choices, because realize choices and ultimate potential future paths depend on your decisions. And this is what I do, is where I can see from all different angles. And so I will tell my client, whoever I'm reading for at the time, well, if you say or do this, well, this is what's going to happen. But if you say or do this, well, then this is what's going to happen. It's all a matter of choices. The choices are yours. And we, as good readers, will not make those choices for you. But at the same time, like I said, it'll bring you hope. Even if you receive negative information in a reading, let's say, for example, you come to me for a reading and you ask me, is so-and-so a past love of mine, is he or she going to return into my life? Unfortunately, sometimes I have to say no, but I will never, ever And just like any other good psychic reader, a clairvoyant, a counselor, they would never leave you hanging. They would give you some hope, some good news, like, okay, what's coming on the horizon? You shouldn't be left feeling depressive and lost and hopeless. And another thing is that the whatever reading that you get, it should help you to gain perspective on your life. I mean, that's the reason why the majority of people come to myself or other readers, is they need perspective or direction. What's going on? What should I expect? And another point is, and this one I really hate because I actually had a personal experience with this in my own personal life. A good psychic will never predict anyone's death. It is highly unethical for them to do so. And I'll tell you of my experience. My husband went to a so-called psychic. This is many years ago, before I had even met him. And this psychic told him that he would never make it to the age of 50. And so that poor man held on to that for so many years, to the point where, you know, he was even telling me this. And then, you know, he gets to be 48, 49, and then it would be a frequent topic of conversation, and every once in a while he'd bring it up, and then, of course, I get quite upset because I don't need to hear that, and he doesn't need to be holding on to that. And I knew that it was completely false. Anyways, long story short, guess how old he is now? He will be 51 soon. So, you know, the horrible, you know, the repercussions of somebody predicting anybody's death, whether it's the client themselves or, you know, a family member of the client, it's extremely damaging, emotionally speaking. Never do that. Don't ever do that. So, I'll turn my attention now, excuse me, I'm coming over a cold here. I like to know when it goes away. So when it comes to quote-unquote bad psychic readers, this is what they'll do. One thing that I've seen, again, like I said, this is going over 20 years experience. I've seen it all, unfortunately. But one thing that they'll do is, they'll tell you that they can change your future. But the thing is, the catch is, they'll try and charge you extra for it. So what they do, they give you a reading full of doom and gloom, and then offer to, for example, cast a spell to change whatever they've seen. So don't fall for it. It's just a scam to make money. Another one is that they'll make you believe that your future is fixed. That's not true. You can always change your future. Once again, it's all about the concept of free will. And really, there's no such thing as, there's no such thing as a curse. The only curse that would ever be possible is something that you yourself put upon yourself. If you believe, for example, you believe that you're cursed, well, then I guess you are. You kind of attract that to yourself. You know what I mean? It's the energy, within the energy. But there's no such thing as a curse. So don't let anyone try to believe that there's a curse, because there's no such thing. Another thing that a bad reader will do is that they'll tell you that you need to keep coming back for a reading every week to ensure that you quote-unquote stay on track. That is also a scam, and you know what, folks, just really, it's just a waste of your money and time. The thing is, this is that practice is actually very disempowering. That it should be our job as light workers, you know, spiritualists, as readers, to be more empowering. Give the person more empowerment. But what they're doing is taking all that away. So, you know, it's all, you know, trying to make them become dependent on them. And so I'll forewarn all the new listeners out there that don't know my practices right now. If you come to me way too many times in a given month, I have no qualms at all of actually being very blunt with you and saying, okay, you've had too much right now. I want you to take a few steps back, take a few huge deep breaths, do some meditations, reground yourself, refocus, and carry on for a bit more. Hold your head high. That's me. That's what I would do. Now, here is a huge one that you normally see like in a lot of psychic networks, psychic hotlines, is when they start to read from a script. So if they start talking like in a, you know, a cliched fashion with stories of, you know, meeting that infamous tall, dark, handsome stranger, don't bother with that person anymore. Very cliched. Try and request specific information. You know, regarding, okay, if I'm going to meet some guy, well, what about his career? What's he doing? What does he look like? Any first names or even initials? Because me, I just maybe put my foot in my mouth because sometimes I can't always get names, but I can maybe get initials. I can get life circumstances, that kind of thing. Request those, that kind of information. Get more specifics. And again, another thing, you know, if they tell you that you have a negative block or a curse that needs hours of work through long meditations or maybe candle lighting or whatever have you, and it'll be a great cost to you and a waste of time. So, you know, all those things you really need to remember when you're researching for a good psychic counselor. Another thing that I will say is that any reading, whether it's, you know, I do it through email as well as on the telephone and in person. Now, the one thing that I always make sure is that, one, my client feels at ease. They're not panicked. They're happy. The reading is not left open-ended. So in other words, they're not left hanging with further questions in their mind. It needs to be fulfilling, the reading itself. So, you know, I suggest that all of you do your research thoroughly. Check out a number of different specialist internet sites before making a decision. And, you know, read the details of their readers who will have, you know, different specialties or modalities that they use. Check out the training or experience of the readers. And I would especially look at the testimonials from previous clients. Even check to see how long that they've been in business for offering their services when it's online. That's bottom line, that you need to protect yourself. Unfortunately, there isn't a governing body for psychic readers. I wish that there was. I'm sorry if you heard my phone just... If anybody knows Ryan, Ryan's my publicist and manager, and he's calling me. I'll call him back. It's a big deal. Just remember that a good reading and a good reader should be fun, enlightening, empowering, fulfilling, and all around enjoyable. That's really the way that it should be. I've only been into this, my very first initial episode, for, 15... and I thought that I'd go over time. So I guess I don't talk as much as what I thought I did. I guess that's a good thing. I do encourage everybody to visit me at my website, lisacaza.com, LisaCaza.com. You go there, you can purchase an email reading, a telephone reading, or Skype. I do Skype as well, Skype reading, telephone Skype reading. I also have a blog in there, very informative, enlightening articles for all to use. I do want to let everyone know that eventually, like once I get used to all this, like I do have a lot of plans where I will have special guests on. I will also be accepting, you know, call-ins. There will be times where I might even do very quick readings online for you. So I encourage you to definitely follow up on the show, and I will try to put out announcements on whatever is going to be happening from one week to the next. This will be a weekly show. Right now, I am not 100% sure what we'll be discussing next week, next Wednesday. But I know that within the next couple of hours, I probably will. But that I will make announcements. You can follow me in Facebook and as well as Twitter. It should be, the links to that should be in my profile. So I guess that I'm actually basically done for now for my very first episode. I hope it's okay for everybody. So once again, welcome to my very first and definitely not the last episode of Let's Get Physical. I am your host, Lisa Caza, and again, you can visit me at lisacaza.com. Or you can actually even check out the Outer Limits of Inner Truth radio show that I am a regular psychic reader on, and Virtue. And you can go over to our website there at outerlimitsradio.com. Thanks, everybody, and you have an awesome night.